Good morning and welcome to our Saturday Morning Coaches Show here on KJN. A chance to talk a little bit of Atlantic baseball and softball. We'll get started with the baseball coverage for you next.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Wyman's CarQuest in Griswold is your full auto parts store. They cover all your farm and automotive needs with a full line of hydraulic hose selection. Wyman's CarQuest at 405 Main Street in Griswold, 712-778-2224. The Family Vision Center, they have eyewear to fit your personal taste and lifestyle, from safety to fashion designer, UV sunglasses, and more. Stop in and see the staff of the Family Vision Center, 4 West 5th Street in Atlantic, or call 243-1965 for an appointment. And Peterson Insurance Agency in Elkhorn, they can help you with all of your home, auto, and crop insurance needs with 15 years of experience. They have lots of companies to offer you, such as Danish Mutual and Grinnell Mutual. Give them a call, Peterson Insurance Agency, 712-764-2246.
And welcome back here to our Saturday Morning Coaches Show on KJN as we get ready for a little talk on some baseball here. Atlantic head coach Gaylord Schelling in with us here this morning. Also, Atlantic player Grant Reed in with us here this morning as well. Guys, thanks for coming in and joining me.
Yes, Chris. We enjoy coming here.
Well, you got a nice win last night. Took on Abraham Lincoln's squad and able to squeak one out.
Yeah, it was a funny game in that we kind of struggled early. And then all of a sudden, in the fifth inning, we started to kind of competed. And we competed. A lot of two-strike base hits. Gratt had one. Colton Mudd had one. Noah Bruckner had one. And Mully had a big hit in there. Phoenix Shatton. So all with two strikes. And that's the thing we've been trying to get across to him. You got to battle at the plate. You got to make you know, keep fouling off pitches. The pitch count's a big thing. You know, we talked about that last week, but it is a big thing. You know, where are you at pitch count-wise? Gratt... We'd love to have him on base because unless he gets a bad jump, he's almost got second base, you know, shored up. And he's getting a lot better at stealing. And made a great catch in right center right center last night. It was a running catch, a line drive. So he's come a long ways. I want him to come a little bit farther.
Yeah, Gratt, I'm sure that having some of that success on the track that folks know about translates pretty well to being able to run the bases, but obviously there's an art to that as well. I guess talk a little bit about, how you've learned and adapted for that part of the game.
Just running the bases. You know, I'm still working on my lead and getting a little bit comfortable there. You know, figuring out how far I need to be off the base and, you know, how many steps I can get off before I can, you know, get back safe to first base and a pick move, you know. And I'm still getting comfortable there, and same with my lead on second and stuff there too and everything else.
Well, I'm sure that there's a lot of interaction too that goes on, that, you know, folks that are just there to kind of casually observe the game maybe don't pay attention as much to that part of it. What's going on with you, you know, kind of communicating with coaches as you're out there on the base pads? How does that work? I guess, you know, who do you work with, who you're always looking to?
Yeah, I'm always looking for at Coach Schelling. You know, Coach Mack will sometimes talk to me on the first base side, but you know, most of the time all our signs and signals come from Coach Schelling, so that's where my eyes are, you know, when I'm looking for what I want to be doing on the bases.
And Coach, I guess how much of your mind is on that stuff too? I know you're obviously working with the batter at the plate as well, wanting to know what they're going to do to try to advance things along, but you also have to have that in the back of your mind, what the runners want to be doing as well.
Yeah, well, it's kind of, you know, what's the pitch count when the batter's at the plate? You know, is it a good pitch to run on because our pitcher probably get a good pitch, or are they going to try to throw a curveball? Because you kind of can tell when people are going to throw a curveball. You just kind of get that feel. Is through a fastball right, you know, a fastball by us, and we fouled off hard, so he's going to try to probably come back with a curveball. So you try to do that, and you know who's at the plate. Can that person hit the ball, hit and run, or can they protect a little bit for Gratt? You know, I think Gratt's been thrown out once, and the only time he got thrown out was he didn't have a very good jump. If he gets a normal jump, and then this week twice he stole second and. The throw was beat to throw, but he slid to the outside of second base on a head-first slide. He's got a little scrape on his side, so he doesn't really want to do that. But, you know, you have to grin and bear it. So he's tufted out.
A little sacrifice involved there too, Grant.
Yeah, you know, my my side's kind of feeling it. It's a little raw, but that's all right.
I guess, you know, talk about the rest of your game. At the plate, Coach Schelling said you had some success there last night. You felt pretty good there?
You know, I've been struggling a little bit lately at the plate, but I put the ball in play last night, and, you know, I'm not putting it to the right side of the field. It's just, you know, where I want to be putting it, you know, right side of the field, but... You know, I did put the ball in play, and then I used my speed to get down the first baseline and then kind of hope for the best there. But, you know, hopefully I can bring some more progress into the next week for hitting.
Well, and I guess along those lines with stealing, you know, I think that's a little bit different in the high school game, obviously, than what you watch when you're watching college and in major leagues. That's going to happen a lot more often just because there are some mistakes made there at the plate. So I imagine that you're usually thinking that you're going to have that opportunity a lot more than you know, going up to the next level.
Well, you do, but Grant's got to get on base, you know. A lot of times they play Grat different ways. A lot of people try to. You're gonna have to. You can't play in the hole. And if Grat hits a ball in infield and you're playing back, you're not gonna throw him out. If you're on the left side of the infield, he just motors down there and he gets a good jump. And so Grat creates problems for people. So now if you move in on him and he can kind of slap the ball by, he's gotten a lot better. Yeah, I want him to go the right side, but really if Grat hits the ball the left side and it's on a third toward a third base side, if they don't get rid of it in a hurry, he's on base. Now he's ready. Now we're ready to go second base. And he's had some big steals for us this week. He had when he stole second against Kemper, and that was a big steal for us because then he ended up scoring on a base hit. So all those things come into play, and we love to have him on bases. He had one time he hit one in the right center gap. He finally connected. I held him at second base, but he just kept trucking right on the third base. And so it was a bang-bang play, but with his feet, it was, you know, he outran everybody.
That's great. I guess just a little recap here for folks, too, as well. Since we talked last week, you had that Saturday game with Ballard. Lost that one by 2, 5-7 there, and then came back, took on St. Albert, and that was a 6-0 loss. But then you beat Kemper Catholic 2-0, had that game against Glenwood that you ended up swapping times on there on Thursday night, and got a loss there 6-0, and then bounced back with a 5-4 win here last night. So I guess kind of 2-3 on the week since we've talked to you here, Coach. I guess do you feel like the team's making the progress that you want out there? Are you getting to the level where here at the end of the season you think you're going to be able to play your best ball?
Well, right now our pitching and our defense is our strength. And I, you know, the guys all know that if we're going to be successful in the postseason, we have to be able to hit the ball, you know, or bunch some hits together. And the two games, well, against Ballard on last Saturday, we had chances. We had runners on second and third in the seventh. You know, if we get another single, we win the game. It was 5-5. We ended up getting beat 7-5 and 9. So that was – we did hit the ball pretty well there. We ought to actually hit them. We ought to hit St. Albert's on Monday. We had chances to score in the first, and we had chances to score in the fifth and sixth. We actually tried to squeeze play in the sixth and just tried to get the bunt down. They threw him a curveball and popped up in the air. And our guy's coming, so he doubles off, and that ends the inning. So just against St. Albert's, we had chances to score, and we didn't, to put the pressure back on them. And then they did score, and they had a couple of good hits, and well, we weren't. And then we came back against Kemper and had a solid game. Didn't have very many hits. I think we had 3 hits. They had 2 hits, but when we got on base – Grat stole second. He got to third base, and he scored on a single. So all those things, kids are doing the right things. Then we came back against Glenwood. We were really flat that night, Thursday night. We haven't really played a good Thursday night game, so hopefully we can do that this week, play Crescent on Thursday. And then last night, it was just a great game. We got down 2-0, then 3-0, and then we score 5 spot in the fifth, and then we came back. They scored one more run in the sixth, so it's 5-4. And then Trace McLaren came in after Cooper McDermott and kind of closed the door.
So a nice win there to get yourself, well, I guess a little bit of a rest here over the weekend. You actually get a weekend off here before you get back at it, but I guess that's the good news part. The other side of it is you got two really tough opponents coming up here to start the week. You take on Harlan and Lewis Central, both on the road here.
Yeah, that's true, Chris. You know, last week I was, you know, during last week, I thought if we went 2-2 last week, I thought that would be pretty good, which we end up doing. Hopefully this week we can possibly go 3-2, 4-1, and, you know, and play – beat one of the top two teams. You know, both those two teams are the, you know, obviously Harlan's undefeated and playing very well. Coach Degas does a great job there, and their team is very sound. They had Lewis Central had them beat going in the bottom of seven. They end up scoring two runs to beat them. You know, so both those teams were traditionally, you know, very good baseball programs, and Coach Toole's a good coach at Lewis Central. So, you know, that those are two tough games, but as I told the kids last night, let's go out and play. It was 4-3 going into fifth at our place, and they put a nine spot on us. Let's see if we can compete and you know, make it close. And if you make it close, then they, you know, obviously in postseason, you know, they're the team to beat to go state. So we won't play them to the sub-state final if we happen to get that far. So you just want a chance.
Gret, and you already talked a little bit about working on the hitting and improving there. Is there anything, I guess, as a team as a whole that you think is kind of the key to getting you guys up to that next level here towards the end of the season?
You know, I just think we got to have a little bit of energy and a little bit of, you know, just like passion to be there. You know, sometimes I feel like once we get down, we kind of just, you know, kind of start to want to give up. But, you know, if we just keep in there and keep fighting, you know, keep chipping away like last night, you know, like that fifth inning, you know, put some runs together and get us right back into the game, you know, things can happen. So I feel like we just need to, you know, keep working and keep wanting to be there.
Well, I know a lot of guys, and like you, I'm sure have a high compete level. I'm sure it excites you here to start this next week to get to play some of those top teams. And like Coach said, just a good opportunity.
You bet. You know, we're going to see some, you know, probably going to see some good pitching, you know, and we're going to see, we're going to play some tough opponents, like you said. So, you know, it's just good reps to start the week off. You know, hopefully maybe we can squeeze a win in there, a couple wins, and that'd be great. But, you know, it's going to go out there, and like you said, we're going to compete and, you know, play our best, hopefully.
Well, the district pairings were announced, and do you know that who's kind of grouped together with you? You are in District 16 along with Creston, Denison, Schleswig, and Glenwood, and you guys kind of just briefly mentioned here before we got started, you feel like that's a pretty good draw for you.
Yeah, we it depends how we do here the last week. It looks like Glenwood would probably be the number one seed, and we're fighting for the two seed, two or three seed with Creston, I would say. So we play Creston on a big game on Thursday, but it's kind of, I think it's the overall record, and we're all about the same with Creston. If we can beat Creston, then we would probably be the number, I would say, number two seed, and Glenwood's got a little bit better record. But you know, it just depends who you play. You know, we got. The following week, we have Glenwood again, and we certainly did not play very well our best game against Glenwood, but that's an opportunity for us a week from Monday to play them. I think we really like our draw, you know, so we'd like to win a district once. That'd be probably a pretty good thing if we could do that.
Yeah, and then just so folks know, on the other side there in District 15, ADM, Carroll, Greene County, and Harlan grouped together there. And as you mentioned, Harlan probably would be the favorite to come out of there. But you just never know. You get to the postseason, and of course, on the other side, the softball team knows all about that last year. They had to come down to the wire to get that opportunity to move on to state. So, you know, I guess that's kind of the fun side of the sport of softball and baseball. You really do have to go out there and execute your best, because you never know what could happen.
Well, baseball's a funny game. You can hit the ball really hard, and it's right at people. Or you hit the ball a slow roller and nobody can get to it, or you get the ball in between second and short, you know, or third and short, and you just never know. I mean, last night they had a bloop single. The Nixon kid had a blooper over the left field line. It was just between all three of our shortstop, third baseman, and outfield. We couldn't get it. They ended up scoring a run, you know. But also we had a single down the right field line, just a blooper, you know. So we ended up scoring two runs. So all those things, baseball is a really funny sport in that way. You never know. And pitchers can get, when it gets, sometimes when it gets tight, some pitchers can't throw strikes, or they're not quite sharp, and you have your opportunities. You got to take advantage of it.
Yep. I guess Grat, I'll finish with you and ask you if you guys have talked. I've asked every guy that's come in here, you know, what kind of goals you guys have set for yourself. Have you talked about anything here recently, what you're trying to do here at the end of the season?
You know, just right now I'm going to focus on putting the ball in play, you know, because putting the ball in play, you got a chance to get on. And then, you know, just try to play a little bit better outfield for us. I've been struggling a little bit lately, but, you know, hopefully I can step my game up coming on to the end of the season here and play a little bit better outfield for us. Those are my two goals right now, I think.
All right. We appreciate you coming in here this morning, Grant.
You bet. Thank you.
Coach Schoen, thank you very much.
Yeah, Chris, thank you very much. Appreciate you letting us come in.
All right. Good luck to those guys here as they come up here next week. We'll look forward to talking to them again. We'll talk a little softball when we come back.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. For Powerlift Hydraulic Doors, give Wyrick Welding Plus LLC in Lewis a call. They're safe, strong, zero maintenance, and built to last a lifetime. Wyrick Welding Plus LLC also does custom plasma cutting. Call 769-2415. Atlantic Municipal Utilities. More than 2,000 not-for-profit public power systems across the country provide reliable electricity at a reasonable price to their 40 million customers. Atlantic Municipal Utilities is one of them. Griswold Rehabilitation and Healthcare Center Assisted Living Community offers a range of activities and services to fit their residents' needs. Griswold Rehabilitation and Healthcare Center Assisted Living Community at 106 Harrison Street in Griswold.
And welcome back here to our Saturday Morning Coaches Show on KJAN. Thanks again there to the folks of the baseball program, head coach Gaylord Schoen, Grat Reed stopping in and talking with us here this morning. Now as we wind things down, we're going to talk a little softball here for you. I know Coach Hinsman, they've had practice scheduled here for this morning to get some work in due to the off time here over the weekend. They also don't have games here over this weekend, so a little bit unusual for both teams to have a little bit of rest time. But let's kind of recap here for you how things went for the softball team here this last week. As we were talking to you last week, of course, they were participating in that Fort Dodge tournament. They finished up on a little bit of a tough note, lost a tough little close games there on Saturday, and then it was, of course, back at it again for a full week right after that. And I mean, think they kind of liked that. They wanted to get back after it and see if they could work on some things that they didn't do well against some tough competition there in Fort Dodge, and I would say that they accomplished that in a big way here this week. They took on the St. Albert team there on Monday and had two games where they ended up taking both wins, and the games we had for you here on the radio, 12-0 and 14-0 there. They picked up those wins over St. Albert. And then it was Kemper Catholic on Tuesday. So they turned around and took on them here back in Atlantic, and that was a 10-0 win there against Kemper. And then also they turned around and finished up a game on Wednesday against Clarinda. That was a game from the previous week that had gotten shortened due to lightning, and that was a 16-2 contest. Atlantic finishing up the win there. They went into that game with a 4-0 lead already, and then played a big doubleheader on Thursday night against Glenwood, another team towards the top of the Hawkeye 10 standings, and it was a 9-2 victory and a 7-3 victory in those two games for Atlantic over Glenwood. So big wins to get them sitting towards the top here of the Hawkeye 10 conference. They're in good position to try to win the conference here. Obviously still a little bit of work to do left yet here this week, but the season winding down here for them. They've got an opportunity to accomplish that goal of winning the Hawkeye 10, and then, of course, they want to try to get themselves back to the state tournament here once again. So they've got that goal in mind, and we'll talk a little bit about that here in a moment as well. Take one more break and come back to finish things up here in our Saturday Morning Coaches Show.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Farm Service Co-op, located in Atlantic and Oakland, offers custom application of dry fertilizer, chemical, seed, lime, and anhydrous ammonia. They also fill gas, diesel, and propane tanks. Farm Service Co-op, where service is their middle name. Give them a call in Atlantic and Oakland. The Museum of Danish America in Elkhorn invites you to stop in and take a tour. You don't have to be Danish to explore the heritage and the traditions. Across oceans, across time.
at the Museum of Danish America in Elkhorn. JP Lumber in Oakland, your first and only stop for all of your home improvement needs. They carry Pratt and Lambert paint supplies, tools and tool sets, everything for inside and out, including all of your building supplies. That's JP Lumber at 402 Linden Street in Oakland.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Sorensen Farm Equipment, offering the widest range of tractor power in the industry, and is your New Holland dealer with a service department that can't be beat. Sorensen Farm Equipment, Highway 59 in Harlan. Base Repair in Atlantic wants to remind you that proper care and maintenance can extend the life of your vehicle. For complete automotive and truck service, call Jeremy Base of Base Repair at 249-7476 or stop by 12 North Lynn Street in Atlantic. The Wyota Steakhouse serves certified Angus beef, featuring nightly specials. They're open Tuesday through Saturday 5 to 10 and Sunday 11 to 2. For catering and to-go orders, call 712-783-9232. The Wyota Steakhouse on Main Street in Wyota.
And welcome back now here to our Saturday Morning Coaches Show on KJN. We got started there telling you how the week went there for the Atlantic softball team and all the scores that they had here from this past week. And they now are getting the chance here to catch up with head coach Terry Hensman. Coach, thanks for joining us here this morning.
Hey, you bet, Chris. It's a pleasure.
Well, Coach, as I was talking here just a little bit ago, I'm sure you felt like it was a really nice, busy bounce-back week to have there. There are a lot of things that you wanted to kind of work on and tweak after that weekend in Fort Dodge, and I think you did that in a big way here this past week.
Yeah, you know, we were a little disappointed at the last two games that we played on Saturday up in Fort Dodge, you know, having the leads that we did and then ending up losing both of those games late. And so one of the things that we were going to stress going into last week was to continue to jump out early, score runs quick if we could, and try to play with the lead, but to finish games. And I thought the game that you covered over at St. Albert's, we did a pretty good job of both of those things. So that was huge. And then we carried that momentum on through the rest of the week and you know, pretty much took care of business with the conference teams through the week.
Yeah, and you had a big matchup there on a Thursday night that I guess was kind of the highlight, maybe games that were, and you knew were going to be tough against Glenwood, another team there towards the top of the Hawkeye 10, and you knew if you were able to get a couple of wins, it would put you in good position there at the top of the conference, and you were able to do that, and it did just what you talked about. Were able to finish off getting some runs pretty early. I know you missed out on a couple of opportunities early in that first game against them, but then things really got rolling for you.
Yeah, those first couple innings were a little frustrating when you leave runners in scoring position, especially the ones with less than two outs. But, you know, the thing was we knew that their pitcher was probably going to tire a little bit. It was a long week. It was a kind of a hot, humid day. And the one thing that we've been doing pretty well is being patient at the plate. It's kind of an approach that we've put into practice throughout the course of the season. When pitchers get themselves in trouble, we don't necessarily have to swing at four pitches. You know, even if they're strikes, it's not the end of the world. It's something maybe we would ground out or pop up, so we're trying to get them to throw pitches. We did, and you know, in the end, you hear a lot about Allie Anderson and how she throws in the circle, but both games, I think it was more her bat. The first game, Allie has four RBIs with the three-run home run that gives us the cushion in the sixth inning. That makes it a whole lot easier for her to even pitch. And then the two-for-four night that she had in the second game with three RBIs. So that was one of the big things that we wanted to do. And like you said, they're a top team in the Hawkeye 10. Always great to come away with a victory there and put us in a pretty good position to vie for the conference championship this next week.
Yeah, and coming up here this week, you've got another busy week on tap as you start things off going on the road for a couple of games against Harlan and Lewis Central, and then you've got a doubleheader with Creston later on as well on a Thursday. So I guess kind of a busy, good preparation week here as you get pretty close then after that to getting started in the postseason.
Yeah, it doesn't get any easier. Harlan on the road is tough no matter what the records are. You know, the little rivalry that we have with them. Lewis Central, a team that we beat earlier, 2-0. That was a close game. Kind of the eighth graders coming out party there. We had two eighth graders on base and an eighth grader hitting the ball down the line to score both of them, and we win 2-0. And then Creston. And Creston's down a little bit this year. They're not at the level that they have been in past years, kind of in a rebuilding mode. But, you know, at this time of the year, eighth graders, sophomores, freshmen, players who haven't played a whole lot have been now they have been playing for about 35 to 40 games. So there's a lot of room for improvement with those younger players. So, you know, that makes us a little nervous going down to Creston because Mike McKay does a good job with them coaching, and we're a little, hopefully we can win three of them there, win the four games this weekend, and be able to come away with conference championship.
Yeah, and looking at the standings here right now, Coach, and you're at 15-1 there at the top of the conference. Denison Schleswig at 14-1 right behind you there. You're 25-6 overall. They're 23-4. I guess if it does come down to that, you know, how does that work there at the top? Would you share the title if you both have one conference loss?
Yeah, that's kind of the conference bylaws. Is there's no tiebreakers or anything like that. If you win the tie, you both share conference championships. So, yeah, we our biggest thing is we really haven't looked that far into that, but we just take care of our own business. It's also going to have an impact later on as far as the rankings come out. We are ranked number 5 this week. On the other side of the bracket was West Marshall. They were ranked number 10. If we're fortunate enough to get by Clarinda and Red Oak in the two regional games, the regional final game, based on that, we would host that game. So we're trying, you know, we don't want to do anything to jeopardize the possibility of being able to host the regional final game, too.
Yeah, it certainly would be a big advantage, and obviously a great opportunity then for folks here to get out and support and have some fun there watching the girls try to get back there to the state tournament.
Yeah, and that was one of the things that the girls sure took note of when we were playing in the regional final up at Carroll, that we kind of felt that there were more Atlantic people in attendance at that game than there were people supporting Kemper, and Kemper, you know, was from town there. So, yeah, it's a lot of fun. It's a great atmosphere when it comes playoff time, but you and I can talk about it. I can talk about it with parents, but I hate talking about it with the girls. They start looking ahead too far, and yeah. We're just really kind of trying to play a game, one game at a time.
Well, Coach, congratulations on some success here again this week, and we look forward to talking about some more of it coming up next week.
Hey, thanks a lot, Chris. Good to talk to you.
All right, appreciate it. That's Atlantic Head Softball Coach Terry Hensman here this morning, and that's going to wind down our Saturday morning coaches show for you here on KJAN. We'll have a look at local news on the way here for you in just a little bit as well, but that'll do it for our coaches show. Thanks for joining us. Thanks to Atlantic Head baseball coach Gaylord Schelling and Grant Reed stopping in as well there, the outfielder for the Trojans, and also for Terry Hensman joining us here on the program to talk a little softball here on KJN.